I'm here with Kristen Snyder talking about something near and dear to my heart, something that I'm very, very familiar with, and I'm talking about ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And I don't ask me to pronounce ALS. What say? Can you say it, Kristen?
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Okay. Well, all I know, it is one of the most cruel diseases that I've ever encountered. I mean, I've known a lot of people with cancer. I know a lot of people with all sorts of maladies. But my mother-in-law passed from this probably now 12 years ago. I might even be wrong. It might be more.
Yeah, it's, but, it's devastating.
It's just cruel.
Yeah.
It's cruel because
it is cruel.
Your body stops working, basically, but yep.
Your mind is still there. You're locked in. You have no...
You're trapped in your body.
You are. You lose the ability to speak and to communicate and to breathe.
Right.
I mean, you lose the ability to move every voluntary muscle group.
That's it. Yeah.
Yep.
And there is no cure.
There is no cure.
It is a death sentence, I'm sorry to say.
I've known
people who have, I mean, some of my friends have just had like the father and brother, and they didn't last maybe 3-4 years after the diagnosis.
So the general,
it takes a while to get the diagnosis sometimes.
It can be quite a difficult process to get the correct diagnosis. And generally after diagnosis, the life expectancy is 2 to 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen people that have gone on longer than 5 years, and I've seen people that have gone on 6 months. It really depends on the person.
Don't we have that one guy that comes to the walk every year and
he's been around 20 plus years.
Yeah.
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 And so it honestly affects everyone differently. And some people are just slower progressors than others, but it's very hard to say, you know, when the diagnosis comes, whether you're going to be a slow progressor or a fast progressor.
It's right. Just,
there's no good rhyme or reason.
It's the telltale signs. Like I know with my mother-in-law, she was always we just thought she was clumsy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she would fall and she would bump into things,
yep.
stuff like that. And then one day, I literally still remember the day she came to our front door. She had something in her hand. I was opening the door and taking the plate, the casserole or whatever it was out of her. And she just like all of a sudden had this 100-mile stare and just dropped.
Yep.
And it was her blood pressure. That was one of the signs that her blood pressure just went to nil and she went down.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different things that,
Scenarios and symptoms that can come
with ALS. It can be things like, muscle twitching that doesn't go away and that people are really, you know, bothered by. It can be weakness in your limbs, your legs, your arms. You can't, you know, throw a ball anymore. And you start to go, gee, I wonder what that's all about. Or that, you know, people think that they hurt themselves working out or something. They pinched a nerve. I've had people say to me, and I know this sounds strange, but they've said, you know, I started to slur my speech and people thought I was drinking.
Oh yeah.
And it's not that they're not, but they're starting to lose the ability to speak.
Right.
And so there are a lot of different things that can lead up to an ALS diagnosis. And it's like we said, it's just not very clear cut.
So but now you're with the ALS
Association.
Mm-hmm. Now you guys not only help with, helping people
mm-hmm.
suffering from this disease and
yep.
their families.
Yep.
Because that's a big part of it. Caregivers.
It's
my
huge.
Wife was a caregiver, and I have to give her all the credit in the world mm-hmm. for what she went through.
Oh, for sure. Our caregivers are amazing people.
But the other part is fundraising for research.
So yeah, so the ALS Association is the only national organization that's dedicated to not only curing ALS, but treating the patients during their ALS journey.
Right.
And assisting the patients during their ALS journey. So we raise money for a lot of different things. First and foremost, we raise money for things like, you know, the programs and services that the chapter offers.
Mm-hmm.
Things like support groups. We have care services staff that live across New York State who, work directly with our patients. They take on more of a social worker role.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go to the patients' homes. They'll do home visits and they'll sit down and they'll talk to them and, maybe take a look around the house and say, hey, listen, this is, you know, The people will say, am I going to need a bathroom renovation eventually? And they'll say, well, this is what we, you know, have seen. They can provide resources, you know, for things like home renovations, provide resources for things like navigating the disability process or the Social Security disability process, Medicare, things that people don't generally might not have to come, you know, come across at this sure. at that stage in their life. We have durable medical equipment loan closets. So we have, you know, things like manual wheelchairs and power wheelchairs and hospital beds and things like that, that we can loan out to folks
okay.
to save them the cost of having to purchase things.
Right, yeah, that stuff's not cheap.
Yeah, no, it's not. We also have two grant programs that we offer to our patients. One is kind of a general ALS grant that pays for things, you know, can help reimburse for things like ALS drug-related co-pays, the purchase of a power wheelchair,
Ramps for your house.
Ramps for your home, renovations. Yeah,
luckily, my brother's a builder, so he was able to build a ramp for our house.
Yep. And then we also have a caregiver respite grant because, like you said, caregivers are, you know, they're taxed.
No.
It's an extremely difficult thing to take on. And, you know, sometimes they need a break. And so this is an opportunity for them to get a reimbursement if they bring in a nurse or they bring in, you know, someone to assist with care so they can take a break.
Right.
They can
right.
do something like, you know, go to the store
or go to dinner,
you know. So those are both, we offer both of those grant programs quarterly. It's up to $1,000. We really make a very strong attempt to not decline anyone's grant request. Right. And it's available to anybody who has ALS who registers with us. We don't require that there's no cost to register with us. There's no cost ever to a patient for anything that they get from us. You know, certainly if they want to fundraise for us and they want to, you know, support the organization, we love everyone's support and we're so grateful for it. But that's not a prerequisite to receiving any of our services.
Well, we mentioned the walk and obviously that's coming up September
16th. It's 16th. Saturday.
Yep. Up at Ontario Beach Park.
Ontario Beach Park. Charlotte. As you guys call it.
She's from Buffalo.
I'm from Buffalo, so I don't say Charlotte. I say Ontario Beach Park, but I've learned very quickly that it's Charlotte.
Just say Charlotte. People in Rochester know what you're talking about
they
when you say Charlotte, yes. But ALS also has the recognition of having one of the most successful fundraisers of all time with the Ice Bucket Challenge. It just popped up on my Facebook memories the other day.
Next year is the 10th anniversary of the Bucket Challenge. Yep.
How much money was raised?
Oh my gosh, so much money. Millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
And we're to the point now where that some of the Ice Bucket money is starting to pay dividends. There are we've had two drugs.
I was just going to ask you that.
Yes, we've actually had two drugs in the past 5 years that have been approved for ALS. Prior to that, there had not been an ALS drug for almost 30 years.
Right.
So there have been two. And there's also another one that targets familial ALS a little more strategic. Because there are instances, mostly ALS is sporadic, and then about 90% of the cases are sporadic. But about 10% are familial, and it runs in a family. It's hereditary.
So it can be.
It can be. It's definitely not
DNA
as
stuff.
Yes. So it's definitely not as prevalent, but happens.
Can they identify?
They can. There's certain genes. The drug that's kind of in that they've targeted targets the SOD1+ positive gene, and it's a pretty aggressive ALS gene.
I wonder if my wife knows about this because, you know, it's her mom.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, so, and I actually spoke, I was at another event last night where I spoke with a family who, she had the genetic testing done. She doesn't have that particular gene, but she's going to have her son tested.
Yeah.
So some people do. Some people do.
Yeah. My kids, my boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. My boys and one of my boys is having a baby.
Right. So, I mean, you generally, in my experience, and I can't speak for everyone, but if there's ALS in a family, you know about it. A lot of people have it.
Yeah.
It's something that's, you know, a cousin, an uncle, a brother, a sister, you know, there's several members of the family that
have
this.
Well, I know my wife just went through breast cancer in the spring, and she had that genetic testing.
Yeah.
That wasn't in her genetics. So,
But so it can be. But, you know, there's just a lot of different, you know, a lot of different things that go into, you know, the drug trials and the different drugs that we're exploring. And so, you know, the Ice Bucket Challenge money did allow us to make some investments that we might not have been able to make otherwise.
Now, who was that guy that started that? It was in Boston, right?
There were two gentlemen, Pete Frades and, oh my goodness, you're putting me on the spot.
Sorry.
I can't think of the other one off the top of my head. Pat O'Neill.
Right, right.
And unfortunately,
did we just lose him?
Unfortunately, both of them have since passed.
Yeah.
But we are, you know, we're gonna what they created was lasting. I mean, what they created has made a definite mark on the ALS space. It can't be discounted, and they've done, you know, what they were able to do by just dumping a bucket of cold water over people's heads has made an enormous difference for people living with ALS.
Prior to that, Lou Gehrig.
Right.
Who was a Yankee in, what, the 50s?
a long time ago. I think it might have even been the 30s.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
And he, you know.
And prior to that, that was all anybody ever knew about Lou Gehrig's disease. Right.
And so the Ice Bucket Challenge really brought so much awareness to the organization. And that's been the, I mean, the financial part of it is huge, and it's made a huge difference. But the awareness and people knowing that, you know, this disease is out there, and that it's such a, it just doesn't get the attention it deserves.
No.
And knowing that, you know, and having the awareness out there has been a big game changer for
us. And you said next year's the 10th anniversary?
Next year's the 10th anniversary.
I think that's a good reason to bring it back.
I think, well.
Don't you? I just thought of that.
Yeah. I mean, we would certainly love it if it came back. That would be great. We would embrace it wholeheartedly.
Well,
for
let's work on that.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do that.
What else? We're working on, okay, now my friend Jay.
Yep.
Jay who Koenig. lost his cousin.
Yes.
At a young age.
He was a young man. I think in his 40s. Yeah, 30s or 40s. He was a young man.
Late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah. He had children.
These jumbo fundraisers.
He does.
And then Jumbo Shrimp often plays, so they think it's Jumbo Shrimp, but it's Jumbo. That was his cousin's nickname.
Yep.
So on the 15th of September, that's the night before the walk,
that
on
is,
the 16th,
yep. mm-hmm.
he's doing something with Dial Up and Maxed Out over in Fairport.
Yep.
And we'll be posting this all over the place. Mm-hmm. And then one thing that I've done in the past, and I can't do it this year, at O'Loughlin's when they do it's kind of like the Ice Bucket Challenge, except we
do a lot of things with water.
A dunk tank with ice in it.
Yes.
And I've sat in that dunk tank and been dunked, but that is September 23rd. That's a Saturday.
Yep.
Also in September where people go up and it's $5 for three balls or something like that.
Yep.
And we get some ne'er-do-wells up there sitting up there, some people that you want to dunk. And we have some fun with that. And again, Jay was also a huge volleyball guy.
Jay is a huge volleyball guy.
And he does a fundraiser at the Hotshot. He does a whole tournament, actually. Mm-hmm.
He usually has some great auction items. He has bands.
And live music.
Yep.
Food. So, and that is what...
Jay and his group know how to party.
Oh, we've raised a lot of money.
You guys have raised an enormous amount of money. And I wish I had the total off the top of my head, but
Is the volleyball? It looks like the volleyball is the same day as the walk.
The walk. Generally, there is some kind... One of the events does take place after the walk. Last year, I think it was Soco Laughlin's. This year, it's Hot Shots.
Yep. So, that's the same day. So, again, I'll post this all on our websites and our Facebook pages and stuff like that. How do people get signed up? We haven't even mentioned that yet.
So, people can join us at the walk. It's open to the public. There's really no cost to participate. We ask, you know, to make a donation or to fundraise on our behalf. They can go to our website. It's web.alsinsama.org/Rochester, New York. And it has to be Rochester, NY, because there's also a Rochester, Minnesota where there's a walk. So it gets a little confusing, but it has to be Rochester, NY.
All right. Well, we'll try to put all these links
and
out
And I'll
there.
Put, a, I can, we'll get the link up.
We'll get the links out there and stuff like that.
So but they're welcome to join us. It's a super fun day. Dino's always there, you know, and talking. And
I'm going to jinx it right now, but am I right? It's always a beautiful day,
knock on wood.
Sunshine.
There was one year
flat
where
water.
I think we got everything in the truck and it started to rain, but generally it is like in the 70s. It's sunny and beautiful.
It's a picturesque day. You take a lot of pictures of the beach and the water.
Yes,
and
don't tell any of my other walkers, but Rochester is my favorite because it's the prettiest.
Yes.
And also the best people, obviously. Yeah. And
there's a lot of dedicated people.
There's
and
a lot of dedicated
people. It's like a reunion every
year. It is. And we like to say it's our largest ALS support group because it really is. It's really a good opportunity for folks to come out and, you know, not only bring their own families, but interact with other families that are going through similar things.
And it's just like, I mean, we all know somebody with cancer.
Sure.
I had it. My wife had it. Mm-hmm. I mean, but ALS has become more prevalent. And since my mother-in-law passed, now I've known, close personal friends that right. were friends before they had a family
and
member.
You know, it's like we're not sure if it's becoming more prevalent or it's just because there's more
getting
awareness
diagnosed maybe yeah.
and getting diagnosed and maybe the process of being diagnosed is more efficient or
right.
you know
yeah because it could be so many different things.
It can be, and they rule it really ALS is a diagnosis of exclusion.
Mm-hmm.
They rule everything else out first,
and it's got to be very scary because you don't want to start ALS
by the time people arrive at the ALS diagnosis, most of them kind of know that that's where it's heading, but
right.
It really is a diagnosis of exclusion. They really do test you for so many other things first.
All right. Well, look at our web pages and everything and our social media. The walk is September 16th.
September 16th.
At Ontario Beach Park up in Charlotte. Say the website once again.
web.alsa.org/walkRochesterNY.
Okay.
I wish it was something simpler.
Yeah, I know. I know. But maybe if you could just Google ALS Walk Rochester, New York.
If you Google ALS Association Walk Rochester. To Defeat ALS Rochester, New York or Walk right. Rochester, New York, you're going to find us.
Kristen, thank you for coming in for Buffalo.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll see you in Charlotte.
We will.